Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome back.
Hello, everybody. Well, welcome. I'm just repeating what you said. But, oh, ew. Oh, I stepped on something. Ew. Oh, come. I just stepped on food. It's gross. It's on the floor.
Dirty kid.
That's gross.
Anyway, today's topic is...
adulthood.
And there's mixed emotions about that, so...
yeah.
Whoa. Well, Miguel is 2 years away from yeah. that. I'm
16. I'm almost 18. Yay!
I'm almost 16. In like 2.5 weeks, I'll be 16. So I guess we should like
probably talk about it.
Yes. Anyway, I've always started like the basic driving scenario.
Oh god, yeah. I still need to get my permit. I'm working on that. I just need to learn how to drive.
Just like that.
I think for me, the steering wheel. Like I've been allowed to drive before, and the thing that gave me the most trouble was the steering wheel. I'm not sure how to work
only
it.
Only the least important part of the car. My sister agreed to teach me how to drive, and you know that book? How do people remember like all the rules?
All that?
And
all that I don't know.
Like so many people drive, and even like the not smartest people are on the road, and they somehow just know all the rules. Oh, and I thought you still had to like take a driving test with an actual person that would, you know. But apparently,
do we not do that anymore?
No. Apparently you don't have to. I don't know. Because Marcus, when you just take the test, which you can do it online, which apparently you can just cheat on, which is kinda dumb. Really dumb.
Yeah, actually my sister tried giving me all the answers, so I was like, I'm not gonna learn anything from this. You can't just do that.
That's the dumbest thing. There's like this whole debate about how a bunch of people are like crashing, or like new teenagers are like the cause of many accidents.
Yeah.
But they can cheat on the online test instead of actually being qualified to be on the road where other people's lives are at stake. So that's pretty bad. But then again, it does make it easier because
yeah.
we don't have to be with the person. I guess you just have to know the very basic rules of driving and you're good. But if like a case comes where you have to know some specific thing and you don't know it, then that's pretty much it for you.
What else? Oh yeah, parking. Parking seems really scary to me.
Oh yeah. So, like, how can you tell if you're close to a person?
I don't know.
If you're like, The whole thing, like, you're in a big thing and you're just in this small space. How are you supposed to know, like, how close you are to somebody? Or, you know, like, you could easily just cause an accident just like that.
But I feel like once we have it down, you know, it'll be really fun and good.
I know, at first...
I feel like road trips will be really fun.
I feel like it gets really easy. Like, it's something that you're very nervous about, but then once you get the hang of it...
Like, at the beginning, it's
really
pretty hard. I just want to get really good at driving on the main roads.
I just want to go to, like, McDonald's. Like, sometimes I crave some large fries and a McFlurry, mm-hmm. and I have no way to get there. So I had to ask my parents. It's also just way easier for your parents, so you don't have to continue to ask. Next, the debit card thing.
I just need to make a bank account, and then debit card.
I don't know how that works.
But then, like, because, like, I see, like, a lot of... kids here like, oh, I have a debit card, but they don't. Yeah, they have it, but like, I don't think it's their money. which I hope to God that my parents won't give me money and I have to work for it. Because, like, it's just, like, I don't know. That's, like, a personal thing for me. Like, I want to be able to do this by myself.
Oh, jeez.
Since I'm going to be doing it anyway, so.
I know. So many people have just debit cards. They're like, we could be at a place, and I have my cash. And then they just whip out a freaking... Excuse me. Anyway. And they just whip out a card, and they just swipe. Like, what? How is this allowed? How do you have a card? And they know all this stuff about cards, too, and...
I want to order stuff online.
Oh,
like, there's
yeah.
a lot of stuff that I want to go online and be like, I want it, but then since I don't have a debit card,
there's no
other way
I
can do that.
I guess, well, I have no idea. Jobs, too.
Yeah, okay, that's the thing, because I don't know where we're going, because my parents don't want me to, because I already said this, that, like, I'm kind of failing geometry, and I'm going to need to take summer school, but I... Because this summer I really wanted to get a job, but we're going to somewhere, so I'm just like...
Ugh. Ooh, a summer job.
I know.
Whoa. I think I could work for my dad if I'm allowed to go to GCC for, like, accounting, so I could do accounting stuff for him, so I could just get paid like that. I also don't want to work somewhere where...
Like, person-to-person interaction.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. Also, people from our school, like, a very popular
Yeah. Place. We're extreme introverts.
Yeah, we are. It's very unfortunate, but at the same time, it's good.
Check out previous episodes of our podcast to learn more about that. We only have, like, 3 episodes.
We do. This is... welcome, 1 subscriber, to the 4th episode.
Oh, this is the 4th one?
Yeah. Right now.
Whoa.
Anyway, we talked about jobs. Jobs, I feel like it'd be cool to, like, work and then just get your own money. And then you
yeah,
can do whatever
I know.
You want with that
yeah.
money. That's what.
Until, like...
It's so crazy. It seems like a crazy amount of money to be, like, yeah. Like $100 or something. And they're just like... Here you go. I'm like,
whoa.
It takes me like months of saving or weeks of saving to
get
this, and I could just get it in like a day or a week.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Should I get 2 jobs at once? Because that seems pretty hectic, but money.
Can't you just work with your dad?
I can, but that's like. Because I want, like, a normal job, but I also want to do that, too. Because when I work with my dad, it's not, like, an actual, like, real job, I guess. It's just, like, a thing I help out with, and I just also get paid with for. So, because, yeah.
Man.
There's, like, 4 reasons I go to work with my dad. For the money, the quality, father-son time. Also, it's very labor-heavy, so, you know, good exercise.
I want to drop it at the same time. I don't want to do stuff, but I'm going to have to eventually, so I might as well, like, start saving up, so it's good for me. So, for when we're adults, we're not ready to be adults.
We're not ready.
We freaking started a pot. Look at us.
Yeah.
We're talking
oh,
to a
God.
Phone.
In the middle of our cafeteria.
Sitting alone. There are many reasons as to why everything is like this.
It just all revolves around our life choices. Some of them I question, but...
But looking at all these people around us...
I think I'm fine being
yeah.
here.
I don't regret it. Oh, boy. Well, now what? Oh, what about, like, college and...
College? Heck. Because, like, I want an apartment.
Huh?
Like, I want an apartment.
Oh, yeah.
I really...
Apartments seem so cool, like...
I know. But, like, the cost, like, some of them go to, like, $1,000 a month, and I'm just like, ugh, no!
The small ones seem pretty cool to me.
Yeah.
Like...
But then, like, there's not a lot of space.
Yeah, and you can't... Well, it's not like I'm gonna do a whole bunch of stuff. I'm just just gonna kind of switch sometimes. Like, I stay in my room most of the day. Apartment, but since we're going to college, I think maybe the first year of college we have to stay in a dorm, which...
I talked about my sister about that, and she just said it depends on which college you go to, because they kind of decide.
Well, even so, they should, like, let you move anywhere you want, because then they force you to pay to stay in the dorm. Or as long as you, like, or they should have, like, apartments.
We should really fact-check all of these.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're teenagers. But they should have, like, apartments that are... available just to the students, like, just, not dorms, but out of there.
Yeah, because that's what some apartments do. They, like, you know, they set up an apartment right next to some campuses, and it's just, like, I don't think, which, I'm pretty sure it's just, like, a business move, because, like,
because young kids and college, they either have to pay, like, but... I guess it would cost less to live in a dorm because you had to pay, like...
They kind of give it to you.
And you had to pay, like, $1,000 or something, dollars, right? Per, like, semester or something. And apartments, you had to pay, like, every month or so. So, in the long run, it would kind of be better for you to save. Unless you get a scholarship, then if you that one subscriber get a scholarship,
give it. They're like six. What did they say? we're on the same track, Jackie. That was good. That was good. Yeah.
They just listen to this because it's the most simplified podcast they could find.
They listen to it because it's only like 10 minutes long. And other podcasts are like an hour.
What if they like, they accidentally subscribe? Like,
they didn't mean to.
I wonder which, who are these losers? Why do I keep getting notifications from them? If you ever leave, that's it. We're going to end. This is a threat. No, it's not. Stop. That is it.
We're going to end we're ourselves, because this podcast is all we have.
Yeah.
Well, we do have us. Should we plug our social medias?
Ooh, that would be good. Oh, no. The Spanish PB. Whatever. I shouldn't focus on. Anyway, when we that'll be our 2-subscriber special.
Plugging our... Okay.
Yes. Cool.
What else? Oh, cool. Because, like, you know, going into college, it costs a lot, but then... getting an apartment also. Oh man, we're gonna have to make a lot of money in these 2 years. Oh my god.
This is too much stress.
Unless we get in on a scholarship.
Huh? Oh yeah. That could be a thing, maybe. We'll see in the near future of 2 years.
What about after college?
It's so crazy that a life exists out of school.
I'm gonna describe her face. You just seem so stunned, just like...
Like life didn't even, without school?
Yeah, like, you seemed like that wasn't even a possibility.
I totally forgot that's gonna happen at some point.
What do we do outside of school? Like, nothing. We just sit in our beds doing nothing.
Well, it's like the job minus school, but more jobs, and you get paid for it. Like, it's what you want to focus on, and you chose to do
this. This is so stressful, Jackie.
And you're kind of stuck with one thing once you choose it, so you have to choose wisely.
Will we stay in Boston? Because I kind of don't want to stay. Like, I want to go for the education, but I kind of don't want to stay there.
We should probably come back home. I mean, we only go there for the education.
Back here. Heck. I don't know, Jackie.
But Arizona is where all the family is at.
I'm not sure.
We could have the support of our family members. I guess we have time to figure it out, like, traveling around. That would be good.
What about, like, a big city?
I like big cities. Like, there's so much to do. I think I want to do that. That would be
like,
good.
like New York. Get a small apartment in New York. And then in Manhattan, of course.
I feel like we wouldn't even have a fraction of the cost.
Oh, God.
We would probably get kicked out.
Oh, like, out of the entire state.
Yeah. Like, we don't allow poor people
well,
in here.
Well, there's a lot of... That's the thing. There's a lot of people already living there, so I'm not sure the cost will be all that high.
I thought the costs were always high.
Well, it's... Because I guess you kind of have... If you're, like, the owner of that building, like, if you're the owner of the apartment, then, like, you'd have to want to, you know, sell each room like it's a product. And one thing I did learn in business class was the supply and demand thing, which, I mean, it should be pretty obvious to non-business people, too. So it's just like, there's like a high demand, low, I don't know.
I guess
we
could
works.
Always just look up the price before we actually go there. Wow.
Look at that possibility that was extremely obvious. Here we are trying to figure it out. Oh, it's almost time.
What time is Wow, we actually stayed on track this time.
Heck yeah. Oh, whoa, 16 minutes? That's our longest podcast yet.
Woo!
Nice. They're getting longer and longer. Heck yeah.
I like how I'm staying on top because I usually just like swerve off and we go somewhere else. But it's because I guess we picked a broader topic with many subjects that we could talk about.
There's still a lot to talk about, too, because, like...
We just learned.
Like,
should this be parts?
Parts, like...
Part one, and then...
Adulthood, part one.
Yeah.
Should we talk about adulthood tomorrow, too?
Yeah. Or, unless we don't come up with any other subjects, then I guess...
We should continue adulthood and then move on from there.
Okay,
like,
I guess...
Like, we can't just, like, talk... Adulthood down, then a couple episodes later talk about it again.
We should be,
you know, consistent. Yeah, that's the word.
Okay, guys, so I guess we're going to talk about this tomorrow. Wait, we're on college right now? Living.
After college.
After college.
Okay.
So, do we continue after college? Yeah, because that's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's also pretty big.
There's a lot of stuff that happens in between after college and then the time of your death.
I guess we're pretty much talking about
our lives.
Yeah, like everything in the future. But we kind of talked about ourselves. We don't have much to talk about ourselves. I suppose that would have been a good introduction.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. They'll learn.
They'll learn about who we are as people.
Unfortunately.
We're sorry in advance.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, that's it. Later.